Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report, the political end of it. Actually, I'm more apt to start calling it the moral end of it. You know, I read an article in Imprimis, which is a publication of Hillsdale College. It's got a circulation over 5.7 million readers a month. This particular article that I got my information from, which is just more actually common sense, was written by Mark Stein. It's entitled, Our Increasingly Unrecognizable Civilization. There are some very interesting things going on in the world today that I think have really started in the United States, and it scares the daylights out of me. One of them is the unlawful conduct that is causing us to virtually not have a southern border. The government has not recognized the constitutional law that says that there are certain things that must be met, certain criteria that must be met for immigrants. Our current executive branch refuses to even call the immigrants illegal immigrants, even though by the very definition of what those people are doing, it is they are illegal. There's no question about that. That's simply breaking the law. The government is not supporting the law. The second thing is what's going on in the schools. We are breaking a moral law. There are certain items that are stated specifically in the Bible regarding homosexual behavior and regarding transgender individuals. That is being totally accepted right now because the government mandates it. That's fine. They believe it. What I am saying is, as a Christian, I cannot go along with that. I would choose to break, I would choose to offend the government as opposed to offending the Lord. We need politicians with a sense of urgency of that problem, but all they seem to have a sense of urgency of is about things that aren't urgent. For example, climate change. Climate change, in my opinion, and some of you may differ in your opinions, is not something that's really urgent right now. What is urgent right now is that, according to Mr. Stein, that Mark Stein, who wrote this article, which I have posted on the website with permission of Hillsdale College, the number one problem facing us today politically is actually the rise of China. China is getting to be incredibly strong, and China is calling the shots pretty much in America. It's funny, even the French really don't agree with us on some of our moral stances. Jim, you and I have been talking about this for quite some time now. I agree with you. You agree with me. Give us some comments on what's going on in the world today, specifically in America.
I think it's an interesting point. The rest of the world, especially the Western world, they're very strong, actually everywhere in the world, very strong on borders. Yep. Because that means sovereignty. If you have control of your government and you have control of your borders, then you can make decisions about your future and your the way you want to manage your people or as a government, that we are undermining here through our own government. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
The most repressive regimes in the world have even tighter control borders. And what I think it comes right down to people that have an idea that a borderless world would be better for the world because you could move and transfer goods, services, and labor as needed. And who thinks that? Globalists. Globalists are funding and supporting and buying off leadership in our nation in order to achieve their goals. Yep. Of open borders and transfer of wealth as they wish without concern. And it's interesting because, yeah, many other nations are just saying this is ridiculous. And one of the ways they're doing it I would say, even divert people's attention is through these other shiny objects that they're chasing off to the side, like gender, racial discrimination, you know, critical race theory, and what's happening in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's being used as a tool to alienate a category of people that are actually concerned about the future of America in order to achieve corporate globalist agendas that pay individuals off very handsomely that buy into it.
Well, I want to say one thing, Jimmy. I want to elaborate on one thing. I want to elaborate on one facet of globalism, I suppose. Globalism, as you just defined it, of course, is detrimental to America. If you define globalism as America simply helping other people, I'm all for that, but not at our detriment as it's been going on right now. The only people, it seems to me, who are benefiting from globalism are the very, very wealthy. I want to read something here and give credit to Mark Stein and Imprimis, a publication. Mark says, the things our news media talk about increasingly, whether it's transgender bathrooms or Confederate statues being toppled, or the totally dishonest national conversation on race, nothing like this is heard in China as it goes along steadily strengthening its position as the world's leading power. I don't want to get depressed. I have a situation right now that I'm dealing with, as our regular listeners are unaware, that has the potential of being depressing enough. I have dealt with that situation. I am not depressed. I'm following the conversation that I'm having with the Lord on that, and it is helping me. We need to have that same conversation with the Lord on a national level. Jimmy, you got the final word, and you know what? You've got some time here. You've got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think that moral values and integrity are essential for any successful endeavor, any successful life. And I think that you're right, you know, that conversation with a higher belief in value and something more important than ourselves and our money and our income and our power is important for America to step back and say, you know what, I've got to look at something more important or we'll lose the value of this nation. The Chinese are not holding back, and they have no moral code mm-hmm. other than what the government imposes on people. And I would like to remind everybody that our government is here to protect our rights. We're not here to protect our government. And I think that people in Washington have lost touch with that. I think they're being driven by media that's being driven by corporate agendas. And if we don't come back to something that says, hey, America has a foundation that is absolutely beneficial to individual rights and to mankind, that we're going to lose our future very rapidly and be a blip in history that of this great nation and this great experiment that failed because of failure to understand the attacks against it.
Well, it would appear, Jim, that this nation, the way we are organized, the way that organization is going right now, more importantly, the way the philosophy in America is going right now, which is certainly not biblical, is really hurting our country, in my opinion. Nobody helps people more than I do, and I can prove that categorically by my actions. I am very, very much against what's going on right now because I'm very, very much against people like, I don't want to give any names here because I have no proof. I have only an opinion. Let's not tear America down, ladies and gentlemen. Let's basically make it continue to be the great country that it always has been. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend, Al.